Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert, Dini, with the evening news. First, the headlines. Center approves National Critical Mineral Mission essential for promoting green technologies. Uttar Pradesh Tableau Mahakumbh 2025 adjudged as best. JNK Rifles wins Best Marching Contingent Award. Nagaland to implement Smile app across all government schools establishments from February 1. And Beating Retreat ceremony held at historic Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. Now the news in detail. The central government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy. He said, critical mineral technologies are vital for energy transition, agriculture, defense, electronics, telecommunications, transport, aerospace, nuclear, and other sectors. He said the mission has been approved with the aim of increasing the country's potential for exploration of critical minerals, acquiring critical mineral blocks, and reducing dependence on import of minerals.
के अनुभवों को लेने के बाद में ये मिशन आज डिक्लेयर हुआ है और अप्रूव हुआ है और ये इमीडिएटली काम में लग जाएगा. इसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन मैकेनिज्म भी पूरा क्लियर हो गया है. कैबिनेट सेक्रेटरी चेयरमैनशिप में एक मिशन की स्टीयरिंग कमेटी बनेगी. वो स्टीयरिंग कमेटी में सारे स्टेक होल्डर्स को शामिल किया गया है और जो मेजर पीएसयूज हैं उनको भी इसमें शामिल किया गया है. और ये 16,300 करोड़ रुपीस का जो बजटरी एलोकेशन है, इसके अलावा 18,000 करोड़ रुपीस का पीएसयूज के माध्यम से फंड रेज किया जाएगा. 18,000 करोड़.
द गवर्नमेंट हैज आल्सो अप्रूव्ड द प्राइस फॉर इथेनॉल प्रोक्योरमेंट फ्रॉम शुगर केन फीड स्टॉक. The cabinet approved the price of 57.97 rupees per liter for C heavy molasses, 60.73 rupees per liter for B heavy molasses, and 65.61 rupees per liter for sugarcane juice, sugar, and sugar syrup. Uttar Pradesh Tableau, based on the theme Mahakumbh 2025 Swarnim Bharat Virasat or Vikas, has won the Best Tableau Award at the Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Meanwhile, Tripura's Eternal Reverence. The worship of 14 deities in Tripura, Karchi Puja, themed tableau was adjudged second, and Andhra Pradesh tableau depicting Itikopaka Bomalu, eco-friendly wooden toys, won the third prize. Amongst the central ministries and departments, the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh, won the Best Tableau Award. Meanwhile, the Best Marching Contingent Award was won by the Jammu and Kashmir Rifles Contingent among services, while the Delhi Police Marching Contingent won the award among CAPFs and other auxiliary forces. The Central Public Works Department and Jayati Jai Mama Bharatam Dance Group were conferred with a special prize, 75 years of the Constitution of India. The winners were chosen by three expert panels. Nagaland will implement the Smile app across all government schools and establishments under the School Education Department from February 1. In a notification, Principal Director, Directorate of School Education informed all teachers and staff to mark their attendance daily using the Smile app kiosk at their respective schools and establishments. To facilitate smooth functioning, the department's data and HR cell at Kohima will monitor attendance data and manage contingent issues. A report.
Implemented under the Nectar project, the Smile app is aimed at improving system and school management. The app uses advanced technology such as facial recognition, time stamping and geofencing for marking attendance, leave application and tracking its status. This initiative aims to promote efficient administrative practices, improve data-driven decision-making, and foster a culture of accountability and transparency in the education system. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Six newly appointed government nominee members of the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, were administered the oath of affirmation today. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant expressed optimism for the future of the council, saying, with contributions from the new members, the council can now function in full flow. He urged all to work together for the welfare of the community. Sharing his vision for the newly constituted team, KMC Chairman Nikhozo Sokrie called all members to use their collective wisdom to overcome challenges and seize opportunities to serve the people effectively. Highlighting the responsibilities and challenges that come with the roles, Mr. Sokria, however, affirmed readiness to face the road ahead with dedication and commitment. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. As part of Republic Day celebrations, the beating retreat ceremony was held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers were present on the occasion. The ceremony commenced with the iconic Kadam Kadam Badhaye Ja tune, followed by enthralling tunes such as Amar Bharati, Indra Dhanush, Jai Janam Bhumi and Veer Siachen by the Pipes and Drums Band. This year, in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances captivated the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. In commemoration of National Road Safety Month being celebrated in January, Newland today held an awareness program under the theme Parwa Karenge, Surakshit Rahenge. Deputy Commissioner Newland, Sarah S. Jamier, in her keynote address, emphasized on measures needed to avoid road accidents and encouraged everyone to abide by the traffic rules and regulations. The event dwelt on several relevant topics such as Good Samaritan, hit and run case, enforcement of traffic laws and rules under Motor Vehicle Act, registration of vehicles, training on first aid treatment, among others. The program was followed by free eye checkup and provision of free first aid kits to 50 drivers by the District Road Safety Committee. Meanwhile, District Transport Office in Hiboto, in collaboration with the Office of the Additional Deputy Commissioner Aghunato, also organized a one-day awareness program on road safety today. ARTO Hukai Awomi emphasized on the importance of rules and regulations to prevent road accidents and stressed on obeying road safety rules, as well as the need of skillful and cautious driving to ensure safety of passengers, pedestrians and drivers. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed the stampede accident that happened in Prayagraj Mahakumbh today as extremely sad and expressed grief over the loss of lives of devotees. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed condolences to the families of those who have lost their lives. She prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured devotees. Mr. Modi also expressed condolences to the devotees who lost their loved ones in the accident and wished speedy recovery to the injured. In a social media post, he said, "The local administration is engaged in helping the victims in every possible way." The Prime Minister said he is constantly in touch with the state government. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Centre approves National Critical Mineral Mission essential for promoting green technologies. Uttar Pradesh Tableau Mahakumbh 2025 adjudged as best. JNK Rifles wins Best Marching Contingent Award. Nagaland to implement Smile app across all government schools establishments from February 1. And beating retreat ceremony held at historic Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.